So welcome back to Dual Intended with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. Luke is gone. But he has found a really cool a new logo for the show, so that's at least it's a productive trip. Besides hopefully turning his head off and not dealing with the ridiculousness that is the political landscape at this juncture here. This song is really interesting to me because when Darby was... I had never seen any Law & Order episodes at all until my daughter was born. And then when she was feeding, when she took a bottle, 45 minutes. And that's pretty much the exact amount of time as you can fast forward through a Law & Order episode. So I basically just taped every Law & Order SVU episode or Law & Order anything. And I just watched any random episode from waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning and watching the whole thing. But it got to a point where my daughter, every time that song came on, every time you heard this, like even as like an infant, she would just turn over and go, "I'm hungry," you know, or like later on, it's really funny, the Pavlov's dog thing happened. But yeah, so I got a little soft spot in my heart for the SVU, your Law and Order. Plus, Dick Wolf also made an entire Studio City out in Chicago and has employed a whole bunch of my friends on Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and the like. Plus, that studio is used for a whole bunch of other stuff. It's the largest studio outside of Hollywood. Pretty darn awesome. Right down the road. Anyway, we're talking about the narrative on crime and that somehow Democratic policies are the ones that are, ruining everything. Let I remind you that we are the most incarcerated populace in the world. We're a free country in the most incarcerated populace. And if you think like it's, you know, liberal judges being soft on crime, there's a whole, like Trump's whole thing was appointing conservative justices. We're pretty darn tough on crime. Post-crime. But again, you can't have police everywhere in every city. You can't have armed people, like the good guys with guns in every house and everywhere. Most violent crime happens as a result of domestic violence. 60%. Right around there. But I want to go through some numbers here, and this was linked from the Craig Calcaterra article. It's in Salon. It was written March 16th of 2022. It's by Igor Derish, and it has stats in here for you. I'll tell you all about that once we get into there. The title is Republicans Blame Democrats for Crime, but new data shows higher murder rates in red states. Yeah. Republicans have repeatedly blamed Democratic policies in big cities for a rise in murder rates during the pandemic. In fact, Republican states are reporting much higher homicide rates, and some of the highest murder rates are in cities led by Republican mayors, according to data compiled by the centrist think tank Third Way. You can check this out if you'd like to. This article is in Salon, and the data is compiled by centrist think tank Third Way. Republicans from former President Donald Trump to congressional lawmakers to Fox News and talking heads have repeatedly pointed to Democrats' supposed soft-on-crime approach, bail reform laws, and defund the police rhetoric from left-wing activists for fueling a surge in violent crime. But Third Way report shows that murder rates are far higher in Trump-voting red states, and some of the highest murder rates are in cities led by Republicans. Republicans seem to do a much better job of talking about stopping crime than stopping crime, Jim Kessler, one of the report's authors, told Axios. Murder rates were an average of 40% higher in 2020 in the 25 states that Trump carried in the last election compared to states carried by Biden, and far higher than deep blue states than New York and California, where Republicans have assailed Democratic criminal justice reforms. Instead, the highest murder rates were found in states like Mississippi, Kentucky, Alabama, South Carolina, and Arkansas, all of which are dominated by Republicans and were won easily by Trump in 2020, all of which, I would add separately, are also poor states. Poorest states, red states. In all, 8 of the 10 states with the highest per capita murder rates across the country voted for Trump in 2020. None of those 8 states have been carried by a Democrat since 1996. Mississippi had by far the highest murder rate at 20.5 murders per 100,000 residents, followed by Louisiana at 15.79. Alabama, Kentucky, and Missouri all had murder rates higher than 14%. Per 100,000, I'm sorry, compared to the national average of 6.5. The only states that voted for Biden appear in the top 10 are Georgia, Longtime Republican stronghold that went blue by a tiny margin in 2020, and New Mexico. Large blue states that have attracted criticism from Republicans had murder rates significantly below the national average. New York's murder rate was 4.11 murders per 100,000. California's was 5.59. According to the study, Mississippi's murder rate was 400 times higher than New York's and 250 times higher than California. 250% higher, I'm sorry. Republicans in the media have also focused on Democratic-led cities in coastal states, but many Republican-led cities have posted higher murder rates. Despite intensive media coverage of increasing crime in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco district, the murder rate in that city was only half of the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's district in Bakersfield, a Southern California city with a Republican mayor that overwhelmingly voted Trump. Jacksonville, Florida, we talked about earlier, another Republican-led city, had 120 more murders than San Francisco did in 2020, but received a tiny fraction of the national news coverage. Jacksonville, which had a murder rate of 19.78 per 100,000 residents, and other Republican-led cities like Tulsa at 19.64, Fresno, California, 14.09, Bakersfield, 11.9, Oklahoma City, 11.16, and Lexington, Kentucky, 10.61, have much higher murder rates than the two biggest cities in the nation, New York at 5.94 and Los Angeles at 6.94. Some Democratic-led cities, including what about Chicago, 28.49 and Houston at 17.32, have certainly seen alarming increases in crime, but Fox News coverage and Republican rhetoric have focused vastly more on those examples than on comparable cities with Republican mayors. Over and over again, the actual data says that the murder rate is up in red states and red cities. And actually, it's up in general over all the country. And the cause isn't a lack of law and order. The cause isn't a lack of locking people up. We're really good at locking people up. It's probably that locking people up maybe doesn't work as well as you think it does. Maybe we should try something else. It's also a matter of what we define as crime. I mean, we're talking about murder here specifically. But again, if you sit there and play the blame game, who did this and who did that, and you accept the whatever the regular narrative is, it ain't going to work out. Come back with me. It's Dueling Tangents.